What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Michael Rappaport switching gears. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is not supporting Biden anymore. Neither is Michael Rappaport. He's also jumping ship. And the question is why? Why are they jumping ship? We knew, my audience knew this was going to happen. This was what we were waiting on for so long. But for this to happen in such a fast sequence, it looks really does look like the red pill process is a reality, and these people are understanding that he's no good. First, folks, get your noble gold. Has investing got you stressed, too complicated? Don't leave your money in the bank losing value, folks. Get it working. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, it's real, and always there for you. Real throughout history's toughest times in which we're going into right now. And Noble Gold Investments, American experts, make it very easy. I invest with them as well. If you are after an IRA and you qualify, you'll even get a free quarter ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Noble Gold, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Down below, hit the link below. Get started. All right, so The Rock Johnson. Now, I said I've been watching this guy. I'm not too sure what his motive is. Does he have an ulterior motive? What is he really doing here? What are his goals? We know that he's been on Capitol Hill a few times. Are they positioning him to run for office? Maybe Biden steps down around convention and they maneuver him in with Newsom. They need some, I've often said they need some kind of celebrity appeal. Could that be the thing? Could that be what's happening here? I'm not sure. I'm speculating here. Or is he really just sick of Biden? Now, I always think they got something up their sleeve. That's just my conspiracy mind. I'm very skeptical on everything. But it says here, folks, The Rock will not endorse Biden again. My goal is to bring this country together. Doesn't that sound like some kind of campaign slogan? My goal is to bring this country together. What do you mean your goal? Who are you to bring this country together in the first place? Are you saying you're going to run for office? Now, I had Mike King on, and he believes that this is all part of some kind of operation. He believes that these people are really being sincere in the fact that they want to just, they're not going to back Biden anymore. But I kind of think maybe there's something up his sleeve. Actor and pro wrestling legend Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he regrets endorsing Joe Biden for the president in 2020 and won't do it again this year ahead of a likely rematch between Biden and Donald Trump. You know, folks, I'm seeing like there might be something more here with this guy. I don't trust it. Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, the answer is no. Do I believe we are going to get better? I believe in that. I'm optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. Johnson 51 told Fox and Friends. So he's on Fox. Host Will Cain in an interview recorded ahead of this weekend's WrestleMania XL event in Philadelphia. We got to watch this guy. Let's see if he starts going political. Let's see what happens with this guy right here. I'm not buying it, folks. Something tells me, something's up his sleeve. I'm just guessing here. It's a guess. Then let's get to Michael Rappaport. Now, you know, this guy's always been a hardcore liberal Democrat. He's jumping ship as well, which is what we want. We want to recruit the normies into our camp. But we got to be very careful because I'm always looking at the ulterior motives here. Michael Rappaport rips progressive lawmakers and Democrats. I will not vote for Joe Biden. So people are jumping off the Joe Biden bandwagon in droves. And this guy, we know, has always been an outspoken, hardcore liberal. Now, what changed his mind? Obviously, the state of the country. The state of the country changed his mind. Actor Michael Rappaport offered a blistering takedown of progressive lawmakers and the Democrats in a new interview. In all honesty, I've educated myself so much since 2016, and I have a ways to go. My political views have changed immensely, and they're changing at a rapid pace, Rappaport said while sitting on the shores of an Israeli beach. Now, I don't know what's going to happen out of this. You watch Bill Maher, he looks like he backs Newsom. Are they going to jump on board with Newsom? Is that what the plan is here? Is that what's really going to happen? I'm not sure. But the fact that they're turning their back on Biden is good news. But Does that mean they got something up their sleeve and they're going to be jumping on board with someone else come around convention time? I'm just asking the question. I don't know, folks. I don't know. The interview was conducted by a representative of the prominent pro-Western news aggregator, Visegrad 24. I will not vote for Joe Biden. I do not support anybody from the squad. I think they're totally full of shit. I think they're dangerous. I think they're, there it says, I can't say that out loud, but I think they're cons. I think inevitably they want to get themselves production deals to produce documentaries. I think they're three-card Monty playing bulls, bullshit artists. I think they have an agenda. So it looks like, folks, that we are starting to make an impact. People are seeing the reality of this shit show. But can we trust them? Are they going to flop on us? Is someone like The Rock stating, I don't want to backbite anymore? He's taking a different position. I want to bring the country together. Why? Why? Who are you to do that? Do you have something planned? I've always said they need some kind of celebrity appeal to rock America, if you know what I'm saying. I'm just posing the question, folks. What's your thoughts? Do you think maybe he's having a change of heart? Or do you think there's an ulterior motive here where maybe The Rock might run, might decide to run in a couple months with someone like with Newsom, anybody? I'm not sure, folks, how this is going to play out, but I don't trust it. It doesn't smell right to me. So let's watch this with a magnifying glass. Also, Michael Rappaport, I almost think he's more sincere about this. I think he just really feels like a fool. You know, he says, you know, voting for Trump is on the table. But could he maybe back someone like The Rock later? I don't know. I don't know. Give me your thoughts down below, folks. Give me what you believe is happening here, because I got to bring this to your attention. That's what I do. And when I see something funny happening behind the scenes, I got to bring it out. For The Rock to have a change of heart all of a sudden and want to bring the country together, it's not matching up to me. It doesn't add up. So give me your thoughts down below. Leave a comment. Let me know what your thoughts are. And I don't know, if The Rock ran for president, would you back him? Could you see someone like Bill Maher backing Newsom and The Rock? I don't know. What about Rappaport jumping on board with The Rock? We got to explore all these avenues, folks. It's what we do. It's what I do for my audience. All right, folks, leave a comment down below.